It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has begun deploying more than 100,000 COVID-19 tests purchased from South Korea, according to Governor Polis. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado was one of two states to get tests from South Korea. Republican Senator Cory Gardner has ties to the country through his work on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and helped secure the tests. Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters the state kept the deal under wraps until it was final.
We don't want to give the competition, which could mean other countries, could mean our own country, could mean other states. We don't want to give them the heads up of what we're doing.
South Korea has also provided tests to Maryland. The state's first lady was born there. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Nearly 80,000 Coloradans filed new unemployment claims last week. That would have been a record-crushing figure in any other year. But as CPR's Andrew Kenny reports, during the pandemic, it's an improvement.
The number of new people filing for regular unemployment each week has trended downward from a high of 100,000 earlier this month. But state economists say it's too early to say that layoffs have peaked. The new figures also include gig workers and independent contractors who were allowed to apply last week for the first time ever. And it appears Colorado's unemployment system is better handling the unprecedented demand. Payments are largely going out on time after delays last week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver City workers cleared a homeless camp downtown yesterday. CPR's Hart Van Denberg was there, and he says the threat of coronavirus was on everyone's mind.
All the officers, all the city workers all had face masks on. Most of them had gloves on. They were constantly telling people to keep their distance. It's certainly part of their thinking that these tents and these people were all packed in very close quarters.
CPR's Hart Van Denberg. There are pictures at CPR.org. This is CPR News.